It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, it is tea time, and we're starting off with some sad news. Another miscarriage for Alec Baldwin and his beautiful wife, Ilaria. They have suffered a miscarriage, and they took to Instagram a beautiful video Ilaria made with her daughter, Carmen, and they're kind of whispering but talking about how they lost the baby.
Having the baby. How long is it going to be?
For what?
For the baby coming.
I don't know. I'm going to try really hard.
It's going to be 15 months. That'll be like 1.5 years.
That's pretty close. Pretty good. Thank you for saying that you're sorry. Mommy's sad.
That was just so intimate and real. I started crying when I watched that. So they lost the baby at 4 months into her pregnancy. She goes on to say that they're so lucky to have 4 healthy babies. She'll never lose sight of that. And this is actually the second miscarriage that Ilaria has suffered this year. She lost another baby back in April. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers their way. There's nothing
that is
really, really tough to deal with. Picking things up, though, with Kylie Jenner. Not only is she an amazing mommy, she's an amazing auntie for Dreams. 3rd birthday, she got her a helicopter ride. Keep in mind, it's her 3rd birthday.
You're not even going to remember the helicopter ride.
Isn't that so amazing? They like rode all around LA. They saw the legendary Hollywood sign, and it was like definitely a vibe, a feeling. And I just want to be related to the Kardashians because they give the best prezzies, right?
Got a 3-year-old.
Happy belated birthday to Dream. Is Anna Faris engaged? A paparazzi caught up with her.
Hi, Anna. How are you guys?
Well, wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you guys ready for the big day?
No.
Not yet. Come on. I'm sure you are.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
This is very awkward.
So we're like, it's still kind of in the air, but we think it is confirmed. Okay, so his name is Michael Barrett. He's a cinematographer, and she has been seen with a big old ring on her finger, the bling you can't really hide. So we're going to say, yes, she is engaged. And, of course, her ex, Chris Pratt, who I absolutely love, has already often married Katherine Schwarzenegger, so he's clearly moved on.
Yeah, you can't wait anymore. If the person's booed up, you got to move on.
Exactly. Exactly. So if it is true, we are 99% sure it is. Congrats to Anna Faris. She's so awesome. And Scooby-Doo. There's going to be a new movie, and there's lots of big names attached to this one.
Get this.
The voices of Zac Efron, Gina Rodriguez, Amanda Seyfried. The list goes on and on. Tracy Morgan, Mark Wahlberg. So they're redoing Scooby-Doo, which I think is fun. I feel like sometimes they just run out of new creative things, and they just kind of remake all the cool stuff from when we were kids.
This might be one of those examples, but I guess I'm interested to see what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be animated. It's going to feature Scooby-Doo as a puppy. Ooh. So it's kind of going back, and they, oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you. I just had to burp.
It's called Scoob! Exclamation point, and Scoob will be released in theaters May 15th.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie, I want you to think about this. Something you're good at, if you could get a degree in it, like something you're really passionate about. It doesn't have to be like, well, I work in radio, I want to get a radio degree, but it's anything you're good at in life. Like if Porkchop thought he was the best Uber driver, maybe he'd get a driving degree. Something like that. I want you to think about it because there's now a new degree. If you're into weed, you might want.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.